Hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. This is 50 Pips rocking and rolling here, 19th of December 2017. No trade calls and recommendations. Everybody responsible for their own stuff. We're here for educational purpose only. So, what's happening? Again, slow week. Not an awful lot on the data calendar today. I mean, we do have German IFO. We do have building permits, but likely it's all about anything that may or may not come out of Washington, D.C. in terms of tax, right? Equities continue to grind higher, especially as long as we hold above the Monday open. There's going to be very little reason for these to pull back, right? We need to see back below Monday open price for these to start to trade a little bit heavy, you know. So unless that, it's just continue grind higher into this tax, the finalization of this tax bill and signing it. On the equity front, on the Forex side, what is a little bit more interesting, and we've been talking about this, is it seems that everybody's still hellbent on wanting gold and euro to puke hard. And to us, they're looking more and more constructive, right? As we discuss in the weekly outlook, as we discussed from last week, for us, the seasonal play, the most interesting play was to get longer gold last week on that positive daily close just before the FOMC. And so far, the trade is working quite nicely. Keep an eye, you know, as long as we keep on breaking previous day highs and don't take out previous day lows on gold, this should be a steady grind higher all the way back to those 1270s. And then that's going to be an interesting zone to see how we deal with action. Keep in mind that coming all the way back up there, we do have kind of like opening gap area around those high 70s, 1280s, and that's going to be likely the most interesting level for more momo and flows into the end of the year. But so far, that's looking fairly constructive. What's interesting is still, we think there was a lot of wheeling and dealing on euro into the back end of the week and yesterday, but the 118 continues to be the key zone, right? We got that 1250 on gold, 118 on euro, and 112 on yen. So that 1250 on gold broke, we're holding above. So as far as we're concerned, it's a bullish rotation higher. Euro is still looking for direction around that 118, but especially if gold continues to press higher and we see the weakness and Swissy continue, that should help euro, or throw a little bit of fuel into euro's fire to try and take out those 1830s. And if those go, then we should see it accelerate to the upside. For now, as long as we hold inside yesterday's range, there's not that much going on. But I think the most interesting dynamic here to keep an eye out for, or at least keep half an eye open on, keep an eye on that Swissy chart, because the way equities are trading and some of the other instruments are trading, you would not expect to see those heavy flows on Swissy, and truth be told, it is holding fairly heavy. So unless it bounces hard today into the open and it can stabilize back higher, take out yesterday's highs, you know, there could be some a little bit of a surprise in terms of dollar weakness across the board. So that's pretty much what we're looking at. Let's see what happens, and I catch you guys on Twitter. Have an awesome one. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.